All right, time now for trivia. Freddie Kiger walking into the studio.
Happy pre-Independence Day.
I'm so excited. I'm about to lose control, and I think
Pointer
I like
Sisters.
It. Yeah.
Woohoo!
What's going on?
It's all good. You ready for, I'm going to give you your stage here. Hey, what's happening tomorrow, the 4th of July?
For the 4th of July?
Yes, what are you doing, Ron?
Wow.
And what's the town doing?
Well, I'll be right here doing the morning show tomorrow.
Of course.
But then headed over to Carrboro. We'll be emceeing the entertainment stage in Carrboro, right underneath that great big tree.
That's a nice
in front
setting.
Of town hall.
Yeah, that's
really
classic.
Is. Great
Norman
stage.
Rockwell-ish.
Uh-huh. It'll start with, the entertainment will start with the Village Band and go on all afternoon pretty much. It'll all be over by about 4, which provides enough of a break so you can go home, cool off a little bit, change clothes, and go to Keenan Stadium for the big fireworks display.
And it'll start about 9 o'clock or when it's dark.
Doors
correct?
Will open at 7:30, I think. Showtime begins at, I think, 8.
Okay.
And then there will be, well, I may be wrong on those times, but at any rate, the band will play right up into the fireworks.
Right.
And that'll take place at about 9:30, whenever it's dark.
It's good and dark.
Yeah. So,
folks, if you haven't been, it really is impressive. They do a nice job.
And a great fireworks display, too.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
And you can only see them really well if you're inside the stadium.
So for all you folks who try to go over to the hospital or over to Fetzer Field or try to find some high vantage point, you're going to hear them. Yeah, you're going to see a few, but it ain't nothing like being in the stadium.
That's exactly right. Just come on over to the stadium. Come in. It's free. They do request a donation to help with the cost of the fireworks, but you don't have to do that. Yeah. It's not mandatory. And
it's a couple of bucks. You know, give a couple, $2, $3, $4.
$1 per person, $5 for family is basically what they're saying. So come on in. Have a good old-fashioned 4th of July celebration.
It'll be fun.
That's tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Not today. If you're there today, you're going to have great seating because no one's going to be there.
You won't have any obstructions
exactly.
at all.
Exactly. Horses. We're doing horses today.
Horses?
Yes.
Okay. Well, trot this one out.
Okay. Canter on over.
I'm going to see if I can gallop right into the answer here.
I hope you can do such.
All right.
Don't become unhorsed by it, though. If Robert E. Lee rode Traveler.
I love your unbridled enthusiasm.
Don't be a horses.
You saddle me with this stuff every day, man. If Robert E. Lee did what?
If Robert E. Lee rode Traveler, Alexander the Great rode Bucephalus, and Tom
Are you sure
Mix,
that wasn't Bucephalus?
No. If Robert E. Lee rode Traveler, Alexander the Great rode Bucephalus, and Tom Mix, the Hollywood cowboy, rode Tony.
Uh-huh.
That sounds a little weird.
Tony, yeah.
Then, in another Western, who rode Scout?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, if Robert E. Lee rode Traveler, Alexander the Great rode Bucephalus, Tom Mix rode Tony, then in another Western, who rode Scout?
I got that one.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off a $140 summer air conditioning checkup available today for only $39. Summer is really here, and your AC has been running for months. Cool it off and check it out with today's Our Local Deal. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialist will provide you with a 5-star 26-point heating and cooling checkup. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger wanted to know who rode Scout and...
Yes!
Yeah, who rode Scout? I think that would be the Lone Ranger?
No. The Lone Ranger rode Silver.
That's right. Scout was...
You're on the right theme. You're on the right page. Get to the line and paragraph. Who rode Scout?
I can't remember.
Who was the sidekick?
You got me all discombobulated now. Oh, yeah, it was Tonto.
Tonto!
Right.
Jay Silverhills, who starred as Tonto, was the Lone Ranger's trusted sidekick.
Yeah.
So the Lone Ranger and Tonto, and they were riding Silver.
Silver and Scout.
And Scout.
Yeah, that's right.
Kibo Sabe.
Which means my friend, I think.
Well, I thought, but then I've also heard that it means like a dummy or something, too.
Really?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It could be one of those urban myth kind of things.
I'm not getting into that. We'll lose our copyright.
Jay Silverhills went to a Major League Baseball game to make an appearance, I want to say back in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
And the announcer for the Blue Jays said, wow. I'm sorry, didn't go to the Blue Jays game, but the Blue Jays were in town.
Uh-huh.
And so the announcer said, wow, what an evening. We've got Toronto and Tonto in the same building.
Oh, me. That's good.